in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
This idea was started about 20 years ago. A colleague of mine, professor of hydraulics at UKZN, back about 20 years ago when our beaches were having the same type of issue that they're having now, decided to, along with a student, to develop a model that can predict the movement of concentrations of E. coli within the surf zone. That project finished, like I said, about 20 years ago, and I work very closely with him. That's Professor Derek Stretch. We were talking at the end of last year. We were just discussing about all the issues with the beachfront, and you know, nobody knows whether this beach is closed or that beach is closed. And then we both basically were like, hey, why don't we kind of get this information to the public? We can run the model on a server somewhere and then just present the data to the public in an easy-to-use way on a website. I started that project in December, got it up and running, and now it's live, giving users information on whether or not it's safe to swim and where it's safe to swim.
So with regard to the data, how exactly is it derived and then put onto the site?
It's a model. It's a conservation of mass model. So we divide the coastline into a bunch of cells. Within each cell, we predict how much of the E. coli is going to move between the cells and how much is coming in from stormwater drains and then how much gets taken offshore, for example. We run those predictions and then we assimilate the predictions with observations from Talbot Labs. So it's similar to what your weather models are doing. So they're making predictions based on physics. And then people take a bunch of observations and they assimilate those observations into those kind of those weather and climate models from the harbor to the Mgeni River mouth. And then we're just reporting at beaches where on the website where Talbots are also doing their observations. So we have model predictions all the way from the northern breakwater to Mgeni, and we're just presenting the beaches that where Talbot are releasing their observations as well. So the big thing is that when you take a water sample, like Talbot do, and releasing the data to the public, but when they take a water sample, it takes them a while to process that sample in the lab. They go to the beach, take a water sample, take it to the lab, and then what they do is they culture or they grow the bacteria, the E. coli, and then they count how much E. coli was in that water sample that they took, and they release the data to the public. And I think that process usually takes about 24 to 48 hours or so. So it's behind when it reaches the public. And the point is, and that's where we come in as science, like physicists and engineers, scientists, the fresh water that is transporting the bad stuff is buoyant. So when it goes into the coastal zone, it sits on the top of the beach, of the sea, sits at the top. And then it's blown around by the wind. So, you know, if you have a very strong wind, you can imagine if you take a water sample today, within a few hours, that wind will probably move that bad water somewhere else. So that's where our model comes in, and it is attempting to fill in those gaps. So it's providing people with real-time and forecast data.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.